that's your boy C. Marty Fick here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live in 2025. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. First episode of 2025. Happy New Year to all of y'all. Blessed to see another year. Blessed to see another podcast this year. And listen, man, we're going to keep the energy going. And like I said last episode yesterday, we're going to keep our foot on that motherfucking gas. There's no letting up. We're not letting up on the fitness journey. We're not letting up on the podcast. We're not letting up on being great in general. So with all that being said, why don't y'all go ahead and hit the like button? And you're probably wondering, if it's your first time watching, why should I hit the like button for this clown with shades on indoors looking crazy? I'm about to tell you, this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, most entertaining, funniest, most haters, most everybody got an opinion about this podcast. Everybody want to tell me how to do my podcast, but they don't have a podcast, and they won't start their own podcast and want to tell me how to do my podcast. But it's still the best fitness podcast out. We're gonna have a blast here. We're going to laugh. We're going to learn. We're going to educate. And this is a fitness community. So like I said, hit the like button. I ain't got too much to say. New year, same energy, more energy, higher energy. Let's get in these comments and let's get to the episode. Coach Pope Fitness, happy new year. What up, Coach? Welcome back to the show, Coach.
Welcome to the show.
Andy and Dolly, first live of 2025. Hey, first live of 2025. Hey,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Just checking in before bed, working 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Playback game tomorrow morning. Hey, appreciate you, Coach. Hit that like button for you. Check out, if you don't mind, brother. What you know, Joe? What's up, Fit Fam? Happy New Year.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, bro? Hey, look, man. Let's get into it, man. So you see, we got Gen Z here in this Ozempic culture, and they are choosing Ozempic over changing their body composition, becoming healthier. So let's take a look into this and how the weight loss culture has become so toxic and people are not looking for long-term sustainable results. What up, Spider?
Welcome to the show.
Big Spider in the building. Seen you battle rapping by the dumbbells earlier. Battle rapping. A fitness battle rap would go crazy, bruh. What up, Shy? Welcome to the show. Show those rogue big backs who's in charge. That's crazy. Tapping in. Marty been on fire these last couple days. Let's go. Hey, I appreciate that, Joe. Really been working hard, man. All right, let's check out Gen Z, man, preferring Ozempic, and let's find out the reality of Ozempic, and let's see what some doctors have to say about it.
So just people will just be like, Ozempic, what is your energy on that?
Oh, boy. I'll start with this. Up until now, my strong opinion is we are in the beginning of the most effective medical intervention for obesity that we've ever seen in our lives. This is going to completely revolutionize and change pharmaceutical industry. That's how powerful these peptides are. That being said, okay, it's not a panacea. So here's what they do. And I'm not going to get into the science, but let's talk about why people lose weight on them. You eat less.
Eating less calories, of course you'll lose weight, but you can eat less calories without Ozempic.
What?
Why you need this expensive medicine to start eating less?
It crushes your appetite. For somebody who's really struggling with severe obesity, I could see this as being profoundly beneficial in combination with good coaching on changing behavior so that this is something that sticks.
Listen, y'all can change behavior without Ozempic. All right. You didn't develop the bad behavior in one day. You didn't gain the weight in one day. So I don't understand why people need the quick fix or need, they don't want to do the opposite of what got them to 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 pounds.
Once you go off, then your appetite will probably go back to where it was before. So if you work with somebody with a GLP-1 through modifying behaviors, that's where we could probably use it. Massive potential for abuse. That's the fear.
And then we got this girl here. I got to turn the volume off. This girl here dancing, going into 2025 with Ozempic. So be prepared to be sick of me. We got another one. How I feel after going to the mall today and buying a pair of size 20 jeans. I was a size 28 in July. The Ozempic is Ozempicing. let's keep going. What else we got? People celebrating because they're losing weight on this stuff. Crushing their metabolism. Not necessarily dropping body fat. Just becoming a smaller, fatter version of themselves, a.k.a. skinny fat. Let's keep it going. What else we got? Hold up. Ozempic.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I definitely tried it. When I tell you it was the worst decision I ever made.
We need more people telling people Ozempic was the worst decision they ever made in their
life. So if this is a warning to anyone, please, if you're thinking about doing it, do not take it. Like, it's so not worth it. I took it for 2 weeks and I've never felt so sick in my life. I felt so sick one day. I'd said to my friend, like, I can't keep any water down. I can't keep any food down, like no liquids, nothing. I need to go to the hospital. Like, I feel really sick.
Hey man, shout out to her and the doctor in the beginning telling the truth about Ozempic. Hey, listen, we leaving that in 2024. All right, 2025, we getting these real results, sustainable results, getting healthier, getting stronger, looking better, fitting clothes better, having some curves, having some muscles. All right, that's what we doing. All right, them Ozempic bodies be crazy, lost weight, but still got a fat ass head. Exactly. And go look at them Ozempic transformations and tell me that's what you want to look like. All right, so I had to start the year off serious because that's... That's a serious issue. But y'all know we cutting up today. Black community, what the hell is going on?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Why do we have? So remember I said big back. Big back takeover is in full effect and it's not done yet. They got big back in full effect in 2025. We got big back boxing matches. Now, before I show y'all the boxing match, I just want to say, if they using me as like a circus type of attraction for entertainment, Big Back should be offended. But Big Back's like attention so much that they not going to be offended.
Big Back activity.
That they putting these Big Backs in here to laugh at them and humiliate them. And I'm sure they really think that they doing something. Let's check out the Big Back fight. This joint is off the chain, so get ready. Oh. And why you big back fighting with your ass out? Why can't you just go big back fight? Why you gotta go big back fight up there like Rikishi the wrestler? Come on, man. Big Backs. Come on, Big Box. Come on, Big Box. Oh, brother. Oh, God.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got Big Back Buffalo Wild Wings boxing up here. Buffalo Bills boxing. Come on, y'all. What is going on, man? And now people are going to stay unhealthy. They're going to continue to gain weight to get clout like this. If I'm not mistaken, the girl Meatball that was throwing hands, knocking the girl out, right? She was on one of them reality shows, but she's literally gaining clout and getting more famous because she's a big girl, right? Yeah, she's funny. She got personality, whatever, but it's because she's big, man, and it's going to continue. People going to try to get clout, get their bread up, get their bag up because they're fat. Listen, we're literally encouraging people to stay fat. And you see what community this is and what community this is going to affect the most.
I'm not
going
to say what race, what people.
If I'm far-fetched, if I'm out of line, let me know. I know I'm not out of line. I know I'm telling the truth, and you know I got to go. But listen, this is crazy. Then I don't know whoever Shorty is, but if I had to assume, she up there with her ass out because she don't have as much clout as Meatball. So she gonna do what she gotta do. That's why she getting up like that. She ain't had to get up with her ass all up in the air like that.
Nope.
Man, it's getting crazy over here, man. Big Back Buffalo Wings boxing. Big Buffalo, Big shoulda played for the Buffalo Bills ass boxing is getting crazy in 2025. And I'm not having it. And we gonna keep talking about it. And I'm gonna keep killing y'all on this episode. This joke crazy, bro. This shit is getting ridiculous, dog. Peace, fam. Peace, chat. The Source Guy Bars. We're going to review the Big Back Bars at the end of the episode, more than likely. Checking in. Great seeing you in tune today. We did see you today. We did have a good talk today. Landwell Boxing.
Dom DeMarco.
Moo is crazy, Shy. Actually, Shy, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're
out. You're the first person kicked out in 2025. That's crazy. Wicked Scorpion said, ew. Did she bounce her gut when she knocked the girl out? Let's see. She just knocked her out. Let's see. Did she bounce her gut? Let's see. Did she bounce her gut? Yeah. Yeah, she did bounce her gut.
Nope.
Alabama State University got a boxing team. Not to get off subject. Alabama State did part three. Big Bag University part three might be coming in 2025. Y'all let me know if y'all want to see it. Clarissa Shields versus Remy Ma, the Big Bag version. Hey, yo. Bella, Happy New Year right back to you. They're going to run out of breath before one of them gets knocked out. Yes, I said Meatball.
Blood had to get from Popeyes.
Ass name. Big Back Buffalo Wild Wing as well. It is what it is. Looking at them rolls on her makes me want some rolls from Texas Roadhouse with some honey butter. Happy New Year, Jennifer. At Mona, those rolls are pretty good. They are. Big Back Attack got KO'd. Richie Rich got KO'd, knocked out. You were spitting fire on those bars. Thank you, Jennifer. It's getting crazy out here. We'll just look at this one more time. Yeah, it's getting crazy out here, man. This is a circus / humiliation ritual. This is crazy, bro. Am I tripping? Am I overreacting? Y'all let me know if I'm overreacting. Yeah, we're cooked, and you know what they ate before the fight? They told me what they ate before the fight. They ate
blood had to get from Popeyes.
They stopped right at Popeyes before the fight, and they got Popeyes after the fight.
Blood had to get from Popeyes.
You know, black men at the fight, they loving it. They looking at them like,
God damn.
You know, black men was all in their DM after the fight.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Oh, hell yeah, that new button. I'm singing that tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah, that's the new button. Mike, you late, Mike. Where you been at? Tell it like it is, though, and we both going to go. Hey, you listen, it is what it is. That look like two Ben and Road joints fighting in the back of my building. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button again if you ain't hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. That was crazy. Yeah, Spider-Mo's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, Spider-Mo out of here. Yeah. He's done. Both of them look like they buy sticky traps. This guy, who is this? Man, who is this guy, bro? All right, man. Oh, that fight had me rolling early. I was literally in tears watching that joint. All right, we got this lady here. And we're going to look at the big, excuse me. We're going to take a deeper dive. Pause.
First of all, pause.
Pause.
That's past crazy. Pause.
We're going to take a deeper dive into the big back mindset and see how these people become victims and become helpless and act like they don't contribute to their own lifestyle. And we're going to see how it affects those around them. I know we got a lot to unpack, but it's a lot. Let's check it out. Where this video at?
Staying in the truck, people still stare. Just because.
So here we are again. We talked about it. Was it last week or Sunday? Last week. Don't be mad that you live this lifestyle and people staring at you because you look freaking crazy. Because you 800 pounds and people not used to that. So don't get mad at people looking at you. It's like you're in the circus.
A massage. It's the same as if a person doesn't have any legs. You don't stare at somebody. I mean,
it's not the same. The person who didn't have legs, they probably weren't born with them, or they probably lost them in a tragic accident, in a tragedy. Probably lost them at war. Could be a veteran. Your big back ass was not born 800 pounds.
Just don't do that. It makes me feel like I'm not a person, like I'm an object.
That's your fault.
I'm not an exhibit.
Ashley sat in the truck.
You are an exhibit.
Sobbing uncontrollably, overwhelmed by the stares from people.
And she got a little boy. You saw that little boy in the back seat? That's her son.
Around her. Earlier, her family had gone to the grocery store, but Ashley stayed outside. She shared that it had been a long time since she last set foot in any store due to her weight.
It has been a long time since you stepped foot in any store. Ma'am, that's a problem. If you can't go to the store to eat for yourself, you should have stopped there.
Nope.
I'd rather you get Ozempic than get that big.
Nope.
You can't go to the store. So this right here, this big back
activity
is her husband. So since she's so big, that your mother's so big, she can't go to the store, big back ass. She sends her husband to the store.
Which makes walking and standing for long periods nearly impossible. Moreover,
the husband barely could stand up.
She despises the judgmental looks she receives from strangers. Her husband and son helped her with the shopping and errands through phone calls. Yet even while sitting.
So if they have a question or she has a question, she calls them on the phone while she sits in the car while they're in the grocery store. If that ain't the biggest backest behavior I've seen in my life, I don't know what it is.
Big back activity.
She calls them because she can't walk in the store.
Sitting in the truck, Ashley couldn't shake off the feeling of being watched. She expressed her frustration, saying she isn't some kind of exhibit for others to gawk at. She just wants to be treated like a normal person. In Ashley's world, food has become her greatest comfort.
Jacob knows if I'm upset, he needs to get me something to eat quickly.
Stop that right there. Pause that right there. If I'm upset, he needs to get me something to eat quickly. There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, big back simps.
Big back activity.
Y'all big back dudes that don't get women, and y'all got to settle for this and doing whatever she wants, and y'all are keeping her fat. I'm blaming the husband for not putting his foot down and getting her food every time she gets upset. I'm sure your big back ass is upset all the time, and you're eating all the time. So I'm blaming the husband. And I'm blaming her because you got a lot of nerve to be sitting here getting upset and think you entitled for him to go get you food because you feel like eating. That's a lie. This is ridiculous. Yeah, baby, I'll get you. Yeah, what you want, baby? You want Popeyes, baby?
Lord, had chicken from Popeyes.
What is going on in this culture, man? Ninjas ain't got no backbone. Women entitled to eat as much as they want to with no consequences. That's what happens. You want to eat because you get mad? You, people going to look at you like in this exhibit. What the hell is wrong with you?
And I know it's food.
Let me get the 20 tenders, the meal, and rolls.
I know he ain't just asked for 20 tenders and rolls.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
20 tenders? We get chicken tenders, you're supposed to get 4 or 6. 20 tenders? You getting 20 tenders because you upset and you mad that people looking at you like you're a circus act.
Instead of biscuits? Thank you.
It's a comfort. It's been a comfort ever since I was young.
That double chin can't be comfortable. The fact that you can't get up and walk can't be comfortable. So we're gonna have to change your vocabulary, ma'am. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Let me get in these comments while I talk and let the video play. We're stopping that shit in 2025. And if we don't stop it, we're speaking up on it. I said what I said. I need to say a prayer for her at the end of this. Marsha Jones, what up? Honestly, if it was a black guy staring, her fat ass might assume that dude wants her. And we know black ninjas looking at fat women like this.
God damn!
We know black dudes looking at fat women like this.
Damn!
They start licking their chops. They like, man, I need that. She gonna go 50-50 with me, man. I need that.
God damn!
Man, you know, man, I need something to grab, man.
Damn.
You know, I don't want no skinny chick. I can't have that. I need something to grab, man.
Damn.
Don't be mad because you ain't got nothing to grab.
God damn.
Shut your dumb ass up. All right. Her arm looked like a size 30 in jeans. That's crazy, and you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm not an exhibit. I bullshit.
Bullshit?
Holly said, holy hell. That poor little boy needs to be rescued by CPS before he ends up like his parents. I 100% agree.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
You can make an argument. This is child abuse. I need to do a video about that. You can make a full-blown argument that this is child abuse. We have a lot to go through today, so I'm not going to get into it now, but I wholeheartedly believe that's child abuse. Remind me to do a video on it. I'm trying to figure out how she got in that motherfucking trunk. It is unclear. Emotional damage for sure. Big back mentality.
Big back activity.
Big back emotions.
Big back activity.
LaWanda Carter, what up? What is she going to do if the hubby won't get the food? Run after him? That's what I'm saying. Big back Sims, put your foot down. No, I'm not getting you that food. Something need to change. And he can't say that to her because if they break up, what woman he going to get? Nothing. Homie need a place to stay. Exactly. They going 75-25. She get a disability check. And he paying his portion, 25% of the rent. Just wondering, is the 800 pounder and her husband sexually active? That's a great question. And what does that look like? Great question. I'm sure she's not doing any of the work. God damn.
God damn.
Chelsea, oh my God, these comments going crazy. Chelsea, this ain't even bad right now. Hey, where Brown Baldy at, man? Somebody call Brown Baldy, man. Mona, do not violate my senses with your wondering. Humanity deserves better. Facts. Yeah, man, we're going to put an end to this in 2025. I don't know how. But I'm making this my mission, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Because that right there is crazy. That's crazy, bro. That is crazy. So Lord, we ask that you help this couple. We ask that you help them find a personal trainer. A dietitian and a gym membership. This is getting crazy. Please stop letting her have temper tantrums and letting her weak husband get food whenever she wants it. And we pray for that child because we know they're going to have all your mama jokes, and we hope that that kid's mental health is okay. Amen. First prayer of 2025, and I'm killing y'all. Oh, man.
Listen.
It's getting crazy out here, man. Crazy, dog. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We're going to keep this episode going. Richie Rich, big back enabler for sure.
Big back activity.
Big back simp, big back enabler, big back supporter, big back encourager, whatever, man. Big back believer. Whatever you want to call it, man. All right, fellas. Back to the fellas, man. Y'all so thirsty. God damn. We got to start telling women when they're being corny.
Damn.
We got to start telling women, I don't care if they got a fat ass. I don't care if they got a BBL. I don't care if they got big boobs. I don't care if she got a slim waist, cute face. We got to tell her she's corny.
Damn.
Because women are doing stuff like this. And I'll elaborate when we get to the video. The two of them enable their big back activities. Absolutely. Let's check out this video, and fellas need to stop being thirsty and stop simping. God damn. Let's check it out.
Bitch, with all.
Oh, God, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Guys, I'm blaming the guys. I'm blaming the ladies, too, because the ladies, y'all don't be telling women they corny either. I'm going to start with the fellas. Ladies, I'm going to get y'all next. This right here. Is top tier, corny as hell. But fellas so thirsty, all they see is ass and can't control themselves. God damn. Listen, first of all, that's not even an exercise. That's not working any muscle. What's that? It's a little bit of cardio? Huh? Is that what that is? That's some little bit of hit?
Damn.
Well, that's a little bit of hit. That's some bullshit. All right. First of all, this is how you break the damn machines. There are probably thousands, possibly millions of gyms around the country where the Stairmasters are broken. You can thank women like this for that shit, right? Then you put it on Instagram for likes. I don't know if she has an OnlyFans page, probably. You put it on Instagram for likes and to get ninjas to sign up for your OnlyFans page, book you, email you, DM you, whatever service you provide. I think I know what service you provide. You do that. And then other women see this, and they start doing this bullshit in the gym. I know it's somebody in this chat right now that I pulled up to the gym and seen a woman do some bullshit like this.
Nope.
So, fellas, because y'all being thirsty, we got broken Stairmasters, and we got women hogging the Stairmasters doing that. And, ladies, I blame y'all, too. Because if y'all see a ninja like myself.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ladies, if y'all see a black man like myself, critique her and tell her she's corny and tell her she's doing too much and tell her she need to stop doing that. Y'all get mad at me and say men don't need podcasts.
Nope.
Black men don't know what they talking
nope.
about. Black men are stupid.
Nope.
Black men need to sit down and shut up.
Nope.
Put the fries in the bag, bro.
Nope.
Y'all start all of that shit. And now these women think they can continue to do that because the women don't check them. So we got an issue on both sides. The men and the women need to speak up. And this rule that men can't speak up and tell women when they wrong and when they corny and when they being goofy, that with that shit stopping in 2025. We're not doing that shit no more. All right? It's getting out of hand. The gym culture is non-existent. So I'm going to tell these women they doing some corny shit. Because this is crazy, bro. And yes, I responded to her last year. It went viral. She blocked me. Yeah, she blocked me. Then she said I was gay.
No diddy, you know?
Listen, just because, me calling you goofy don't make me.
No diddy, you know?
And that's the problem. We can't tell y'all nothing. All right, all the little threats for.
No diddy, you know?
That shit not working in 2025. And a lot of y'all dudes be scared for a woman to call y'all that. She don't know what she talking about, bruh. And I'm about to say something else, but I ain't going to say it. But listen, whatever. Hey, call me what you want. That shit don't faze me, man. This is top tier corny, man. Get her ass out of here, man. She's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Let's get to these comments, man, because that right there is crazy. Oh, man, y'all going crazy in the comments. Mike said, this B again. Mike, that's crazy, bruh.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. Yeah, she's a clown. If she's doing it for OnlyFans, there are better ways and advertising for it. I agree. I don't care about people having OnlyFans, but keep it outside of the gym. Yeah, if that's what you want to do, I can't control that. But that stop mixing it with fitness, and now people think that this is what gym women do, because it's really disrespectful to fit women. Because it's fit women who bout this fit life, and y'all ruining their reputation. And that's, boom, good. That's why men come up to women talking crazy in the gym. Talking about they trying to eat her butt, and you and the girls in the middle of the gym session. It's because of shit like this, because dumb dudes see this shit and think they could go in the gym and disrespect women. And I never say a dude should do that. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying you got to put yourself in the mind of an idiot. Just keeping it 100. And don't say I'm making shit up, because that shit actually happens in the gym. Following girls home and all this other shit. It starts with shit like this. Definitely seeing women in the gym do this in the gym, and there are two Stairmasters broken now. Yeah. Go. You know, if you go to Gold's, you got more than two. So I see it too. That's why I have a home gym to avoid foolishness, and I can concentrate. I ain't mad at that. 1.4 million ladies on OnlyFans and 82 million male users. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a whole different topic right there, which I could go on a tangent on, but we're going to keep it fitness. But yeah, shit crazy. Bruh, you got me going to go off. I'm cooling today, bruh. Keep it fitness. Maybe one day I'll go on the tangent on that. If one of these OnlyFans girls make like a response to me and piss me off, then I'll go on a tangent. But I ain't going to do it right now. Probably why the treadmills were broke at goals doing dumb ish like this. Absolutely. Behavior like this will stop when these thirsty women start getting, whoa. Relax, Mona. Relax. Yo. Mona, relax. It happened to a woman last year at the gym. You have a point. But, and this should never get to that, but it's the truth. Ladies, y'all got to understand, like, I'm never going to condone a dude disrespecting y'all or doing the wrong thing. But if you put yourself out there like this, you're going to attract the wrong attention. You're going to attract the wrong attention. You're going to attract the weirdo who's going to assault you or do something bad to you. We just trying to protect y'all. We just trying to protect y'all, ladies. Literally, she can do a jump squat on the damn floor. Exactly. OnlyFans thirst trap. That's the bunny hop. Jeremy Reeves' fiance be doing them joints. You're out of here,
strike
bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Get Spider-Mo out of here. What is wrong with you, bro? Something is wrong with this ninja. That's crazy. I didn't know OnlyFans models use Gold's Gym. Man, it's OnlyFans models at the grocery store, man. It's OnlyFans models everywhere. They be everywhere, bro. They be at Planet Fitness. You probably seen a couple today and didn't know it, man. Dope and raw content, bro. Hey, Everwalk, appreciate the super chat, man. Appreciate that first super chat of 2025. Appreciate you, Everett. Big love right there. Shaking my head. Yeah, there have been stalkers for both women and men. Yeah, there's some women stalkers out here too. There's a lot of mentally ill and weird incels that will go grape. Got to be careful. Absolutely. You got to be careful, ladies. Keep doing this, and the guy at the front desk will be stalking you in the parking lot. That bama there. Yeah, ladies, be careful what y'all do in the gym, man. All right. Hey, let's keep this episode coming y'all today. First stream of 2025. Live at 25. Let's get it, man. All right. If you're going to be a big back and you decide to rob a corner store, you better be able to get away. If you're going to be a big back and you decide to rob a corner store, you better be able to get away. And this is where the fitness comes in. And I know this is probably a bad example, but you never want to be in a situation where you got to run or you got to use some type of athleticism or you got to use some type of strength and you physically can't. And you end up getting hurt and putting yourself in danger. Now, granted, this dude deserved to be in danger. He did it to himself, but let's check it out. OnlyFans chicks don't advertise their service in public, at least for guys they actually like. All right, not to get off topic, bruh, but I'm going to tell you this. It be the most regular chicks that got OnlyFans. It be chicks at the government job with the OnlyFans. You didn't hear from me, and don't ask how I know. Off topic again. I seen this chick I knew on the Pop the Balloon show the other day, and she had an OnlyFans. And you on the Pop the Balloon show judging dudes, and you shaking your ass on OnlyFans. Anyway, let's get back to the episode. Kill it. Another topic for another day. But yeah, a lot of these joints doing, yeah. And men be doing it too. And a lot of these trainers be doing it on the low, and they be doing...
No diddy, you know?
For the... Let's get back to the podcast. Don't ask how I know. I not pause. It wasn't me. All right. Let's check out the Big Mac robbing the store, man. Y'all about to get me in trouble today, man. Y'all always try to get me in trouble, man. So we got the big boy. Oh, whoa, rewind it. We got the big boy in the store. You see him? I don't know if that's a ice box. I don't know what he has. He has a case of something. He turns around. He was about to go to the register. Hold up, look. He was about to go to the register, turned around. He said, nope. Tries to run away. Boom. Falls off the curb. Boom. Didn't get past the sidewalk. The store owner comes, takes the stuff from him. Look at him. Damn.
No diddy.
I didn't mean to press that. He tries to get up, hurt himself, can't get away, falls down again. And probably hurt himself worse. Looked like he hyperextended his knee on the way down. So like I told y'all never want to be in a situation where you have to run and you can't get away. Now imagine if that was a car about to hit him, or if that was something else, some other dangerous thing. He's done. He's done.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Working out is essential. I'm not saying y'all about to be robbing stores, but this does apply to real life. So don't sit here and think that you just going to be able to go out in real life and you haven't done any physical activity in 3-4 decades.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who going to have Big Mama arms early.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists is not getting far if you ain't done nothing in 3-4 decades. So remember that. And that's what his big back ass get for trying to be slick and can't get away. He was better off walking away. He should have just walked. He barely could walk. Look at him. He holding his pants up. You can't even walk. What made him think he want to run? What made you think you was about to get away with that, buddy? Huh?
Big back activity.
I want to know his explanation. And I want to see the ambulance pull up and what he had to tell the medics when they got there. Look at him. Hyperextending knee again. And broke his ankles. Them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms.
Listen,
early.
Man, that shit is crazy. Get his ass out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That was crazy, man. Let's get in these comments. Y'all laughing like shit. It's a chick in my building with an OnlyFans. She work at Checkers and ride the bus. I'm not talking about that shit no more, bro. But like I said, we could go in on that, bro. Shingle said, big back did. What's
big
up?
Back activity.
Well, Shingle, what's good, man? Joe laughing. Shingle said, down goes Frazier, head ass.
Big dummy.
You big dummy, absolutely. How can you be fat and try to rob a place? You're not going to be able to run that far. We got fat robbers and fat cops nowadays. It's getting crazy out here. Is the ground okay? No, the ground has some cracks in it. Earthquake. Hit the like, ninjas. Hey, thank you. Hit the like, ninjas. Man's ankle said. He did a beer fall. Listen. I know he's legit hurt, but I'm over here crying, laughing at him. Yeah, he's done. He made it worse trying to get up. He should have asked somebody to help him up. Hold up. Let me go to it. Hold up. Right there. He should have just stopped. Hey, one of y'all mind helping me up? He made it worse. Look, 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 look. Sorry to make fun of him. Look, 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 look. Ankle done. Hyperextended the knee because watch his leg going to go back. His paws, his buttock about to touch his heel. Yink. And he hurt his ankle on the inside. I know that's hurt. So they had to call an ambulance. Oh, man. Oops, I didn't mean to remove it. But, yeah, he's done. Kankle's going nowhere. Butterball got nowhere. He should have called Spider-Mo and did his bunny hops. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Homie just took back the inventory and walked back. He said, I can take this back inside and call the police. It'll be here. And you probably got arrested, too. Damn, bro. Shit. That's a bad situation. Kankle said,
I beg your pardon.
Ankle gave up. Then I helped him up after he done stole from them. Well, he should have asked somebody on the street. The fat fall play by play is crazy. Yeah, let's go play by play. Here you are coming from Less Brunches, More Crunches Center. Sports review. He gets away. He doesn't get away. The ground shakes and there's an earthquake. Bars. The owner comes and takes the box back. He tries to get up. He rolls over and said, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Tries to get up. Uh-oh, let's see if he gets up, head ass. Nope.
Nope.
Oh, looks like he hurt his ankle, hyperextend his knee, and hurt both ankles, and it's done for. I'm killing y'all, man. His shirt says, less crunches, more brunches. Yeah, it say all of that. And it say more.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye?
If I was at the store and saw this, I'd be hollering. My stomach would be hurting. Yeah, y'all know if I saw this at the store, we'd be right on Instagram Live or on my Instagram story. Going ham. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Shit getting crazy out here. All right, we got a lady, a similar story. Hey, you never want to be in a situation where you can't help yourself. I know it sounds extreme, but this shit be happening. That's why I put it on the podcast so motherfuckers can see it. We got a lady, and not to make fun of anybody at her location, but she went to the grave to visit, I don't know if it was a family member or family friend, but she goes to the grave site, to the cemetery, whatever it's called, to visit somebody, and she has a similar situation and can't get up. Let's check it out.
I can't get up on myself.
Keisha, big ass, y'all. Look at her big ass stuck. She can't get up.
That's crazy.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Get me on camera. We right here seeing Corey. We know he laughing. We know he laughing.
And they get mad at me talking about leave people alone. Yeah, all right.
Look, look, y'all. Look. Uh-oh.
A full moon.
Oh, yeah. She can't get up, y'all. Look, Corey, I know you laughing. She's stuck, y'all. Look at her.
Get up, girl. My leg went out.
She say her leg went out.
Hey, yo, we got a new sound, bro.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I hate to make fun of people, bro, but we got a new sound coming to the soundboard soon. Let me move this over here so I don't forget. We got a new sound.
My leg. Man, my camera ain't working.
I know, Corey.
And what's crazy is the people with her just laughing at her. And recording it. They're not even trying to help.
Hurry down left. Oh, I was going to put this on Facebook. Still do.
Not the ass out.
Girl with her booty out. Oh.
Yo.
I can't believe you let that other people.
Lord of mercy. What?
Y'all know it's a black dude watching this right now. Like,
God damn.
Yeah, you see that ass? I need to grab that.
God damn.
What you looking for now?
Oh, is it high up?
It's getting crazy, man.
Is it high up?
Oh, Lord. Keisha.
What?
That don't make no sense.
And then what's crazy, you got to grab the grave, which is supposed to be something sacred. You're not supposed to touch that. She has to grab the grave sign to help herself up. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that, y'all. She has to grab the grave sign to help herself
up. Yeah,
we're cooked. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. I mean, what is going on, man? The black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black community needs some help, man. And like I said, I'm not to make fun of the girl. I don't care. This shit funny. Not to make fun of her. But this is a teaching lesson. This isn't, let's get this straight. This isn't coming on here just laughing at fat people. No, this is a teaching lesson. Get on your fitness now. Stop waiting until January 1st to try to get some shit done. You already should have been in the gym in September. You gonna end up like this, man. This what happened when you don't take care of yourself, man. Come on, y'all. Getting crazy. I'm sure she had to go to the hospital too, man. Shit is crazy. That's wild as fuck. Them people don't love you, shorty. They absolutely don't. And out of respect for the grave, I'm gonna take the video down. We saw what happened. But yeah, man. They turned it over in their grave. They are. They said he in the grave laughing. Yeah, dude was in the grave laughing for sure. And dudes want a woman like that running out of breath trying to get caught up. Somebody, I need a woman with some meat on her bones. God, y'all ninjas is disgusting. Y'all ninjas are crazy. Shinku, man. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Second super chat of 2025. Appreciate you, Shinku. Happy New Year, bro, and happy New Year back to you, brother. How big are those people with her? I'm sure they big too. They probably couldn't even help her up if they wasn't laughing. Disgusting. Dang. Oh Lord, is right. Exactly. She must be over 300 pounds. She probably 5'6", 5'5", 300 pounds. The headstone can't help you get to the car. That man. She should have got a realtor to help her check out her next home. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. when she got up using a headstone, it said.
God, damn.
Hey, y'all funny as hell, bro.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Which I think she ate that day.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs,
dogs, all of that.
Chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
And then after that, she went to Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
Hey, yo. Big back's too funny. Absolutely,
big back,
man.
Activity.
Big back activity too funny. Hey, let's keep it going, man. We got one more big back, and we're going to get into some more fitness coaching, man. Y'all love the big backs, though. And since y'all love the big backs, I had to get this for y'all. And hey, those of y'all, it's your first time watching. It's a whole show. We teach on here. We educate. We ain't just we're just laughing at big backs, but we gonna laugh at big backs.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Hey, bring shame back 2025. Call me what you want. They said I'm fat shaming. Well, call me Shane McMahon. Shane Battier. Call me all of that. I do not care. I don't care. Hit the like button. Exactly, India Dolly. Hit the like button. Let's check out this girl, this BBW with her black boyfriend.
You know, black people.
No.
TB, outfit of the day. Christmas pajamas.
Come on, y'all. Ladies, y'all gotta care. Come on, man. Ladies, y'all got to care about yourselves. And fellas, this ain't nobody shame, man. This works for women dating men like this as well. You must have no options or you must be down bad because this right here is ridiculous.
Look at the slippers. Show them the slippers, babe. Look at the slippers. Cute.
I mean, her belly is almost down to her knees. And the reason I put this in here is because, ladies, y'all go online and y'all see some shit like this and y'all be like, well, if she has a man, I don't have to go to the gym. Ladies, y'all better cut that mindset out. Ladies, y'all better cut that bullshit ass mindset out. That is a ninja you probably don't want more than likely. I'm 99.9% sure of that. So if you want that, because we don't know what his situation is, all right, if you want that, then go ahead and be built like her. Oops, my bad. I didn't mean to.
Show them the slippers, babe. Look at the slippers. Cute. Put your little cute. I love it.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And it's got pockets. I love it. Watch out, fiance coming through. You know.
Oh man, and they hear you girls hear fiance, they're like, well, she got a ring. I ain't got no ring.
Nope.
I might as well be fat. I'm in the gym for no reason.
Nope.
Y'all go ahead, ladies. Do y'all thing. And then when freaking type 2 diabetes and cirrhosis of the liver comes and shows up out of nowhere, don't be mad. Don't be all sad and shit. All right. Let's keep it going. Quincy said, late, but I got my workout in. Yo, what's good, Quincy? Oh, my God, is right. Shane McMahon. Yeah, call me Shane McMahon. Call me all of that. Bring it on. I don't care. Call me all the shaming names. She looks like a giant watermelon with those PJs. She do. She got BBL in the front.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink. Like, that. Like a sexual kink.
Shinku said, "Gyat." Turn it sideways made it worse. Yeah, the sideways view was crazy. What up, Joe Thomas? I don't care if I never have another man in my life ever. I'm not letting myself go if I can help it. I look good for my damn self. There we go. Talk your shit, Holly. Talk your shit, Holly. It must take a minute for him to find her V with all that mountain of flesh. Wicked Scorpion, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's insane. That's the most insane comment of the night. That's crazy. Make shame great again, MSGA. I love it.
Dom DeMarco.
Shame Lillard. call me all the names, bro. We here for that. We here for that, man. Shame Kiffin. Call me all the names. I'm here for it. We got this comedian Daquan here talking about how he feels about people coming to the gym on the 1st of January. And I'm sure some of y'all felt like this in the gym.
So look, right? Tomorrow is the beginning of the new year, and I want to let everybody know this.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of people at the gym tomorrow, and I'm not here to shame anybody. What I'm here to tell you is...
I am.
Congrats on starting your fitness journey to everyone who's going to start tomorrow.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, why your fat ass got to start tomorrow?
Uh-oh.
Like, you don't get your big ass in the goddamn gym today. You ain't going to wait tomorrow to eat. You know what I'm saying? You fat motherfucker. Like, and don't think it's just like me talking about fat ass niggas. Like, nah, you little scrawny ass little niggas. Fuck is you talking? Niggas be looking like Ren from Ren and Stimpy and shit. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Olive oil from Popeye looking ass nigga. You little scrawny little motherfucker. Get your little ugly ass in the gym, nigga. Like, I'm surprised you could barely lift that little dick of yours. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? But look, man. To everybody starting their journey, though. You're not always going to be motivated. You have to continue to go, though. You have to be disciplined. You have to be determined. And you have to be dedicated. So, congrats on starting. But just keep it up. Every year you've told yourself, oh, man, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it this year. And your fat ass ain't done nothing but get fat.
Ain't did a damn thing.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just talking about fat ass niggas either. Like, I just don't like saying, like fat bitches because I don't know why. It's like, if, like... Y'all want me to call you like BBWs, like that ain't like the equivalent. It's just like you call a BBW big, and she'd be like, "Who the fuck you calling big? Not the big bitch that calls herself a big beautiful bitch." but congrats to everybody starting the fitness. This ain't go like I wanted.
Hey yo, if people think I'm the bad guy, bro. People think my posts are bad. They think I'm mean. That's crazy. If I did that shit, they would get my shit canceled. They would get my shit taken down. That's crazy. Oh, man. Sugar Shane Mosley. I love it.
Let him cook.
Big ass for sure. What's good, Lizzie? Slim wanted a submissive provider, and they only come in her shape. Yo, you're out of here.
Strike three,
bro.
You're
what
up.
What's wrong with this dude, bro? What the fuck? I went to the gym today first time since I came back from vacation. It was not crowded. Yeah, the gym really wasn't crazy today. Tina Wallace takes up for Big Back. I don't get that one, Tony. They're laughing at her. Facts. Initially, I thought he was a simp. Then he went Shane Battier on him.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, Mike, it's funny as shit. I love seeing big people jogging. I'm rooting for them. Me too. Facts. We'd love to see it. People think I don't want to see that, but I actually love to see that, believe it or not. All right. We got this girl here, a neurologist, basically saying you need to work out or it's going to affect your brain as you get older. Let's check it out.
The scariest thing I see as a neurologist is the gradual weakening of America. And when I say weakening, I mean muscle weakness.
Yep.
I see my patients who continue to get weaker and weaker because they don't use their muscles.
Yep.
Not using your muscles and not moving not only has effect on your body, but has effect on every aspect of your life, and most importantly, your brain.
Yep.
So that's one of the scariest things I see as a neurologist.
Shout out to this sister here. And I'm going to say this, man. This is just my anecdotal experience. But as I've gotten older, I've been able to manage my stress better, get through things better just because I continue to work out through all the bullshit. So keep moving. Stop using, I'm mad, as an excuse not to work out. Get your weak ass up and get to the gym anyway. All right? We done 1,000 episodes on that. I ain't going to go on a tangent today. Me and Tuna did a few episodes on that, especially early 2024. Shame God is crazy. Spider-Mo got bars? Spider-Mo C. Marty Fit battle rap? All bars? Does she work out, though? Wicked Scorpion.
Strike three, you're out.
What's that? The third time I put you out today? You're insane today, bro. That neurologist.
Big back activity.
Hey, yo. I try to put some videos up here, some facts. Here y'all ass go.
Big back activity.
Hey, y'all like this show because y'all worse than me. Y'all ninjas are worse than me. Y'all are meaner than me. Y'all fat shame more than me. Y'all joke more than me. Y'all worse people than me. Y'all fitness snobs more than me. She probably ain't taking her own advice. Yo, y'all going crazy on her today.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. So basically what she said was...
bullshit?
You let me know. Ken Shamrock, I love it. They on her ass like a motherfucker. Valid question, Wicked. I was thinking the same thing. What you know, Joe?
Strike three, you're out.
She is so right, especially about the brain. This is so true. And lack of exercise can lead to atrophy of your muscles, a.k.a. muscle death. One positive comment. Thank you, Lily. And welcome back. Welcome back to the show, Lily. Lily been rocking with this show for a minute, since 2023, I believe. Maybe even 2022. Lily been here for a minute. Appreciate you, Lily. Big back.
Big back activity.
And your back has a back.
Your back has a back.
I'm a battle rap you at goals and let Juice Man be the judges. They're not going to let me win shit. They hate me. Dear Lord. You give us a nice sanctuary to be me. Listen, this is the platform for it, man. We got to talk, man. We got to talk our shit, bro. We got one more video before we get out of here. Basically, your friends make you fat. Happy New Year. Much love. Absolutely, Lily. Happy New Year to you as well. We got the dude Duke here talking about why your friends make you fat. Let's check it out, and we're going to get up out of here.
Are making you fat. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Stop letting your homegirls who don't care anything about being fit keep dragging you to brunch when they know you're trying to lose 30 pounds. Tell right. Stephanie and Jess that you can't go because you're actually trying to be sexy this summer.
And that's part of y'all problem. Y'all be trying to get in shape, but y'all keep listening to y'all big back friends.
Big back activity.
And act like the trainer don't know what he's talking about. And you listen to people who don't even own a gym membership over your trainer and over the people trying to get your big back ass in shape. Make it make sense.
You don't want extra back fat. And you don't want love handles. And you want to drink water for the next 6 months and not mimosas. In 2025, you got to set boundaries with the people that are closest to you. Because if you don't, it's going to be extremely difficult to reach the goals you set for yourself. I'm not telling you to cut your friends off.
I'm telling you to cut them off. I'm telling you to cut them off.
And it doesn't mean that you don't love them or they don't love you. But you need to understand that people can love each other and be a distraction at the same time.
Shout out to him, man. 2025. I'm saying cut your big bag friends off. But if you don't want to cut them off, you're going to have to create some distance. Or at least learn how to manage them so you can hit your fitness goals. Because your friends going to throw you off. Your boyfriend going to throw you off. Hold on. Your boyfriend going to throw you off. Girlfriend going to throw you off. Your spouse. The ninjas in your DMs. They all going to throw you off. So learn how to manage that shit and get some separation. Because that's ridiculous. All right? I think I read that. Shaman Sharp, you're out of here, bruh.
Strike three,
that's
you're
crazy.
Out.
Most friends are bogus. Absolutely bogus, man. Absolutely bogus, man. Hey, man. Oh, we got to watch Big Back Anthem. See, Marty Fitt dropped a Big Back Anthem. If you didn't see Big Back Anthem, we're going to watch Big Back Anthem right now. We're going to watch the Big Back Anthem, and then we're going to get up out of here. And make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's watch the Big Back Anthem so we can enjoy the rest of our first day of the year. Let's check it out. Big Back Activities? Yeah. They trying to get rid of me? Them Big Backs mad? Yeah. That's Big Back energy. Yeah. I just speak facts. Yeah. Focus on bigging that back.
Yeah.
Y'all got excuses? It is whack. My client says she got a new shipment. I say, what the hell? Get off the Ozempic. I try to take shortcuts. Big Back's tripping. Follow the meal plan. Y'all Hennessy sipping. What's up with trainers?
Hey,
they try to get famous.
Hey,
they try to rip you off. They did some frauds.
Hey,
trainers doing goofy clips. I'm like, stop this. You doing burpee backflips. I never heard a trainer split bars, but you seen the trainer with a dad bod. Fellas need a bra.
Almost done.
They got man boobs.
Yeah.
Do some bench press. Subscribe to the YouTube. Hey, it's no other trainers doing that, man. It's no trainers doing that. It's no trainers doing that. It's no trainers doing that, man. Yeah, them bars were fire. Thank you, Mike. LOL, damn. Bars. Yeah, Shinkle know what's up. Bars. Joe know what's up. Machine Gun Belly. Machine Gun Belly is insane, bruh. Indian Dolly with the fire. Fire killing them out here. C-Bar, thank you, Lily. Marsha laughing. Machine Gun Belly is insane, bruh. Killing them. Absolutely, Shinku. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all. The first episode of 2025 was fire, man. Lil Gut. Hey, just be ready for more bars in 2025. More rap songs, man. I'm working on the R&B song right now. We y'all might see R&B song next, man. No cap. No cap.
Stop the cap.
No cap.
Stop the cap.
Oh, man. Chelsea said, I've had a friend tell me that I don't need to go to the gym that much during my big back days. I think she just didn't want to be a big back by herself. Absolutely. Absolutely. She ain't want you looking better than her. You know how that go. Tony Scorpio laughing. You know, yeah, Chelsea, you know how that go. Well, I'm glad you're able to realize that now. All right. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. I've been going viral on X like crazy, bro. Every day, just talking shit. I love it. Yeah, man, we will be live again on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. I might be here, might be in the studio, but we will have a podcast. 10 o'clock Eastern on Friday. And hit the like button. Subscribe to the YouTube page. See Marty Fitt on YouTube. Share with a friend. All right. And listen, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Tony Scorpio said, make more music. If you don't want to hear fitness bars, don't watch the podcast. If you want to tell me how to run my podcast and you don't have a podcast, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, spiritually, physically, don't watch the podcast. And if you want to bring that big back 2024 shit into 2025, you damn sure don't need to watch the podcast. With all that being said, we going live on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully get tuned back on here so we can talk our ish. And I'm going to catch y'all on Friday. Hit the like button. We out of here. Oops, my bad. I'm supposed to end the stream. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.